up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. So wherever you're listening to, welcome. You're either here on iWatchMike or you're over at Variety Radio Online. So kisses, kisses. You like that, Amy?
I liked it. I liked it.
You know, I figured it's Sunday.
I mean, you're kissing everyone today.
I am. I'm making out. Let's talk about Sleepy Hollow. The episode was called, I'm going to attempt here. It was called Encomendado?
Are you sure it was called that?
I don't know.
I think it was called Piece of Shit.
Whoa! No, I'm looking at my notes. It does not say Piece of Shit in here. No.
Are you sure?
Let's see. Encomendado. Yes, that's what it says. Not PIECEOFSHIT. This episode aired on Friday, the 18th of March. I can see where this is going. So as you can see, Amy and I are going to talk about it. But before we get into it, Amy, I have a comment left by Twilight Chick. We like Twilight Chick.
Love Twilight Chick.
She left a comment on the review Into the Wild. She put, so I'm going to read what she said about last week's episode. She said, I also like the episode, this episode, not as much as Amy. I give it an 8. The only thing that
last week's episode was great.
The only thing that I thought was lacking was more Crane. He was not in the episode as much as everyone else, but still, he did save the day. The monster was cool, and I do agree that I like Pandora a little bit more, but I think she's getting tired of the Hidden One and his crap. Yes, and she gets busted in this one. So, let's just go to you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the Sleepy Addicts are going to be, they're raising in arms. And they invited us, you and I, to be on a podcast. And they're working out the times. I told them that Sundays are a little bit difficult. So they're going to talk to, she's going to talk to her co-host. But after these comments, they might not even want you.
Oh, they probably don't. Because this was, you know what? I'm actually on Twitter. I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed. Just like I was doing when I was watching this episode. Because if I didn't do that, I would have fell asleep.
You really did not like this episode.
No.
What was so bad about it?
All I got for them building up to a season finale.
We have two more.
This was a filler episode for me. All I got out of this episode was Joe's been working out. Good for him. He's got some really great arms. I really don't like Jenny that much anymore.
What?
I don't like her when she's girly. I don't like it. And Pandora, she's finally growing some balls.
But that's
all I got out of this episode.
So wouldn't you like that episode then? You called this episode Sleepy Hollow Piece of Shit.
Piece of Shit.
Jesus!
Man. I know. I couldn't believe it. I gave him a 10 last week. 10! I was in love with last week's episode, and they're like, yeah, we don't care anymore.
Wow.
That's how I felt about this one.
Well, maybe they don't care about you.
I mean, like, come on, 20 minutes into the episode? And I was like, so Mike, if I stop watching.
I know, everybody, she texts me and she's like, if I stop watching, and I was like, and I text back and I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm into 20 minutes of it, I hate it. And I was like, if you want to stop watching. So did you even finish watching it?
I did, I finished watching it.
Okay, there you go.
So I can talk about the whole episode.
Okay, this is interesting. All right.
Let's see if you can change my mind.
Okay, didn't you like the Banshee?
No. I see no reason for the Banshee. Through Loyal, you know, throughout the world, Banshees come after, you know, guys that have done wrong.
Okay, well maybe this
or
is...
Or if somebody's going to die.
Uh-huh.
What was this Banshee's deal? Why was she even there? Why was she just go around and killing people?
No, because she was summoned. Remember, the beacon was bringing all the supernatural creatures, and she just happened to pop in to three old dudes jamming. And
I did picture you doing that.
They were having a jam session, and this Banshee was like, these guys suck balls. And she killed them.
So she killed them because they sucked.
Yes, because the loud, annoying noises annoy her. And I don't blame her. I would have killed those three people as well. You know, just like the ambulance was getting her attention. The classical music playing on stage. She was, you know, she wasn't a happy camper.
Okay.
That's why she was coming. I gotta admit, I personally like the Banshee. I like the creature. I thought the creature,
The costume and the makeup was great.
I thought she looked great. I liked her. It kind of reminded me of the Black Canary on Arrow in a kind of way, but never mind. Unless you watch Arrow, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, you're talking the screaming part, right?
Yeah. The canary, okay. The canary part, yeah. No, not her physical appearance. You know, but during this whole Banshee thing, I thought it was cool. I really enjoyed it, the part where the ambulance stops and they get out and they put the earplugs and it's silent. Like, we see the silent part, and all you hear is screeching. I thought that was cool when the whole episode of the show just goes, you know, you don't hear anything. All you can do is read lips. So I like that. Then I like the part where they attack the Banshee at that stage with the lights and everything else. But I do have a complaint.
And what's that?
Well, because the whole part there was like, you know, they're like lassoing her and they got her with the sheet and they're like, yeah. And then all of a sudden she's like, so are we cool? And I was like, what the hell? Why are you asking about your relationship when you got a freaking Banshee tied up right in front of you?
And I mean, shouldn't they put like duct tape over her mouth?
Well, they could have, yeah. I mean,
you really think a sheet is just going to make her mouth be quiet?
So I was so pissed. I mean, I think I woke my dog up. My dog was sleeping on the couch. And I was like, literally, I was like, you have to be kidding. My dog's like, what? Shut the hell up, Mike. Shut the hell up. Oh, my gosh. I was so mad. But then I loved the part where they kill it. And then Sophie comes up, FBI agent Foster. And she's like, okay, who's going to tell that we killed, you know, that was a whole good part.
Okay, I did like that part.
That was a good part there. She
was like, not me.
And honestly, Sophie's getting hotter to me.
I'm actually liking her character more.
I like her. I've always liked her. I think I've liked her. I think she was a cool addition. And then she's hot. I like that. But that whole part there, when you asked about the relationship, like really, like I was so mad.
Well, what else are they going to ask about it?
No, they don't. They could have totally avoided that, and then they could have been like fighting it off, and then he kills, and that would have been so cool. It would have been like, oh, action, funny, there you go. Instead of like, really? Like, you really gonna ask about your relationship while you're stupid?
That's how it's gonna be if Crane and Abby ever get together.
So we'll see what happens.
Just remember that.
We'll see. What else? And that was it. And then, you know, they kill the Banshee, and then, of course, now we have to use Joe Wuss's self, but he's the Wendigo. I do get my Wendigo. Woo!
Oh, yeah. You get him for like 2 seconds.
Whoa. It was not Jenny 2 seconds.
Jenny has to talk him off the ledge. I love you.
Love and the Beast, Beauty and the Beast, King Kong. Hello. I mean,
okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Keep going.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, if anybody could talk him off the ledge, it would be her. Okay. I thought it was good in the beginning. And then when she started talking about the key and you can change the spark plugs, I was like, really, really? You're telling a Wendigo about car spark plugs, but the whole love part and everything else, that was good. That was deep. That was deep. And she confesses her love to him. And he was not a Wendigo for 2 seconds. It was a long time. I love the Wendigo creature. Love his.
But all he did was stand there. I thought you would really like to have him fighting or
who the hell
like
is he
going
to fight? He's not supposed to be fighting. They're supposed to sucking out his blackness out of him. They're using him. He's like a whatchamacallit. I can't remember the word I'm looking for, but he's just a piece of meat that they're using. There you go. And I did notice that he has been working out. I do have a question, though, for you and the sleepy fans out there. Sleepyheads. So when Joe turns back from Wendigo, was Joe naked?
No, he probably had pants on.
He can't have pants on. He's not like the Incredible Hulk. He's like he was wearing pants. Then when he changes, he's completely clothed. I mean, he's furry of the Wendigo. And then he turned back. His pants don't come back.
Then he's naked.
I was wondering. I was waiting for you to go, oh, he's naked.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I was probably reading one of your tweets then.
Probably so. Jesus. Okay, so then they use the magic and they go. So what did you think about the whole thing with Crane and the Hidden One locked in the little room together? We got some important information. Crane is a bloodline, been passed before he was even born. His destiny was set for him and Abby.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
Okay, see? So we get a little bit of a little sum there.
And I liked their joking part where he's like, well, you know, maybe you're 200 years late to cipher this.
Well, you know, I mean, that whole I really enjoyed them going back and forth together because it was like a god against a human. You know, it was cool. I didn't like the fact. I mean, really, I probably felt the same way when they started asking about each other's relationships. When you hear Crane talking, and then he's like, "If you came back," and then you hear ding, 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 and who walks in? The Hidden One. He doesn't appear out of smoke. He just walks in the front door. And I was like, really? You're supposed to be a god. Like,
he went out in smoke, so why would he appear in smoke?
Because that's what he's supposed to do. He's a freaking god. He's supposed to go like, not like, ding-a-ling, are you open? Let's talk. I'm so mad at you right now, witness. Yeah, those are my two little cheese. It was just little cheese, though. It was like a sprinkle of cheese. I mean, because, you know, this episode was, I thought it was good, you know? I was
really?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Okay.
I mean, I knew as soon as you started talking crap about it yesterday, and then I watched it, I just finished watching it tonight, just right now, I was like, this, it's not that bad. I mean, the story where Pandora, like, confesses the truth.
I guess I wanted more action after what they gave us last week. Because you know I like the action.
I know, but, I mean, you call this episode a piece of shit. Do you not hear that? When you say that, a piece of shit.
I did.
I don't think you've ever, let me tell you something. I know you, okay, let me say, and that's what I find it very weird is because I know some of the crap you watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's some shit. this episode, you can't put it up there with some
and
of the crap you watch.
You know that I always give an episode a benefit of the doubt. I always find the good in an episode.
Wow.
Even if I hate it, I'll find the good. I couldn't do it this episode.
You couldn't do it anything. Find
I couldn't
it,
do it.
Zilch.
No.
Wow.
Other than that line was like, I'm not telling her. Who's going to tell her? That's the only thing I was like, oh, that's funny.
You didn't like that Joe finally got a key?
No, that was so stupid.
That was dumb. I was like, really? I was like, come on. I get it.
I mean, I'm so over their relationship because they've been talking about, don't touch my stuff. You don't get a key. Blah, 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 blah. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Who gives a crap?
Yeah. And then what I don't understand about Joe is like, it's obvious that if he didn't get the creature out, he was like telling Jenny he was going to break up with her. Did you
know?
That
would have been fun to see.
That was kind of messed up, though, because like this whole time, like, you know, they're together and he's trying so hard. And all of a sudden, the first sign of, you know, like, oh, I mean, come on, you know, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of.
Well, maybe he was just doing that because he doesn't want her to get hurt.
I thought that was wuss-like, very wuss-like, you know, and quick, too, quick. Like, if we don't get it out of this, get it out of me, it's pretty much over. And I was like, dude,
now,
what a dick.
Is a Wendigo, because, you know, the Wendigos from, like, Supernatural are human, and they just went crazy, and, you know, they've been by themselves, isolated, stuff like that. Now, Pandora being scratched by Joe.
I don't think she...
Is that going to do anything? Are they going to make, like, the Wendigo like a wolf? Now she's going to become a Wendigo?
I don't know if she's going to become a Wendigo. I'm still waiting for my Wendigo babies.
That's yeah, that ain't going to happen.
That's what I want. That would make my day. But, you know, I mean, it was cool. And, you know, I guess they fixed Joe, which sucks balls because... and for a moment there,
we were really hoping that Holly would come in and just shoot him up.
Well, you know, for one second, I really thought Joe was a goner. You know, I was like, oh, he's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. And Jenny's pregnant. And then I'm going to get my Wendigo babies. That's what I was hoping for. but then all of a sudden, the magic in the box and everything else, I was like, oh, crap.
Crap.
And they got the key. Damn it.
Just like the episode.
So, yeah. So now the Hidden One, during all that crap, saw the vision through that little ball that freaking Pandora has been lying this whole entire time.
Yeah.
So he's not a happy camper. So now you see the ending of this. At the end, he's like, we have much to discuss, Pandora. I was like, oh, shit. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, what do you think? You think she's safe? Do you think they're going to break up? You think she's going to have his back?
Well, I don't think she's going to have his back.
Right.
Are they going to break up? Who gives a crap?
Wow.
But I would like to see them fight it out.
Magic against magic?
Yeah.
He's a god. I don't think she has a chance.
I don't know. I think she got him free. You know? She's done all this. If he's a god, then he should have got himself free.
If he was a god, a badass god, he should have killed the witnesses a long time ago.
Exactly.
He's a wuss. He walks through the front door. He doesn't even come in as smoke.
Nope, wuss. He rings the bell. Anybody home?
Stand.
Come over for a spot of tea.
So we're going to see what happens with him. But next Friday looks good. Next Friday looks. Oh yeah. Preview.
As soon as it said, you know, the credits started rolling, I was like, off.
For a moment, I saw somebody come through. It was like a red coat, and I was like, oh, is that the horseman with the head? So I'm a little excited. Knowing my
luck. No, I did get excited when she said, you know, she has all of the creatures in her box, even though the box is completely destroyed, they're still in the pieces.
I think we get something. We get something next week.
I'm excited. I'll be very excited about that.
Jesus, I know. Maybe you won't call that episode a piece of shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Two more episodes left till we get to finale. Question is, will Amy continue watching the show?
You know, we made a pact. Even if we hated the show, then if we were recording it on air, we would still do it, even if we hated it.
No, you did not. You said
yes, we did.
You said that if you did not like it, you would bow down, and I would do it by myself. That's what you said. Don't be lying to the sleepy heads out there.
Then I should have bailed out like months ago.
Whoa!
Oh, I know. I still have hope. Like, last week's episode was freaking amazing.
Well,
I loved it.
I thought this one was just as good. I don't know where you see amazing from, because last week it was not amazing.
I guess because it had all the action.
It was not amazing.
It was amazing.
Jesus, your taste. I don't know. What's wrong with you? Have you been drinking before the show?
No. Maybe stop drinking.
Maybe you should. Because
maybe I should start back.
Could lay off that moonshine out there in the country you live.
Stop.
That feral wine. Wow. That feral wine.
Now that's a show. If you ain't watching that show, you're missing out.
All right. That's it, Amy. I think we're done. Big shout outs to the sleepy addicts out there, which I am so curious to see what the hell they're going to say about your comments.
I can't wait for my Twitter. You know my Twitter is going to
get
crazy.
Sleepy addicts. You can find them at sleepy addicts. I'm talking to you, sleepy addicts. Please attack Amy. Attack her.
Listen. Cyberbullying.
Oh, shut up with cyberbullying. Whatever. You called this episode a piece of shit.
I did.
Anyways, SleepyHollowAddicts.com. If you're a fan, go check them out. They're cool people. And of course, I got a shout out to Good Shows. I can't wait to see what Good Shows thinks about your. Are you going to write a review and put it on Good Shows?
I should.
You should.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, that would be funny. That would be funny. If you want to check them out, go to the App Store, Apple App Store, and type in Good Shows, and you can join the community. And you can see if Amy really gets on there and calls this episode a piece of shit. I would love to see how many people leave comments on your Good Shows app.
No, I'm only going to say it here on the podcast.
Whatever. What a wuss. You're just like Joe. That's pretty much it for us, Amy, so people can find you and express their feelings about how you felt about this piece of shit Sleepy Hollow episode. Let everybody know.
Well, you can follow me personally. It's Amy VRO on Twitter, and then Variety Radio Online. Just Google Variety Radio Online. Our Twitter comes up, our Instagram, our Tumblr. We are all over the social media.
Sweet. And then you can let her know how you felt about this episode, people. Twilight Chick, if you're listening, do you agree with Amy? Is this a piece of shit? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure she doesn't agree with me, but we've been friends forever. And hopefully she doesn't join the masses and like bullies me online.
She's going to be like, I'm going to take a shit and throw my shit at Amy like a monkey. Yeah, there you go. That is it for us. You can check my blog out, iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook. And of course, Good Shows. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. Amy is Variety Radio Online on Good Shows. So download it and join the community and leave some comments and let's start talking movies and TV. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. That is where you can listen to some of my shows. The Walking Dead airs tonight, so we'll be doing a new recap show for that tomorrow. Fear of the Walking Dead is going to be coming back soon, so we'll be posting up shows there as well. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Amy posts her shows there as well. And I can't forget about Blog Talk Radio. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, the shows and other stuff goes there too as well. Correct, Amy?
Correct.
Sweet. All right, people. That is it for us. Everybody have a great Sunday, except Amy.
And, I'm having a wonderful Sunday.
Whatever. Uh-oh, sleepy heads up. Just heads up. I hated this episode. What? Oh, that's you. I got that notification. I was like, sleepy addicts, they don't like like it either. Nope, that was Amy, people. All right, have a great week. We'll be back next week. New Sleepy Hollow airs Friday on Fox. We'll talk about it on Saturday. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
She thought it was a piece of shit.